This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, Titty Pink, Tom's neighbor, and a tar machine. It's all coming up in just a minute.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Bob and Tom.
If you irradiate poop, it will be sterile, but it's still poop.
You can pick your morning radio show, but you can't wipe Bob and Tom on the couch.
Here's some extra. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Jess Hookerson here sitting in for Christy Lee today. And I thought for sure when we started, you, Chick McGee, would comment on her particular... Here, let me hang on and write this down. Her particular, the color of her sweater.
Oh.
And I figure that you would shout it out because it's awkward. And
peach? Coral?
Salmon?
See, I was wrong. I keep losing.
Salmon is what you want.
I thought you were going to say titty. Two D's. Titty pink.
I don't think that is. I don't think that is titty pink.
No.
It's not? That's not titty pink?
Mm. No.
Really?
No.
Titty pink is more pink.
I've worn pink.
Titty pink is...
There you go.
Is that okay?
Whoa, that's pink.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's kind of a... It's Barbie.
So if I Google T-I-D-D-Y pink,
mm-hmm.
it's not going to tell me I'm an insane man.
Oh, no, it will.
No.
He'll be on a list. No, Chick taught me that, and I don't...
I've never heard that until...
I'd never heard it until Chick brought it up.
It'll come up.
It is, but I'm... Okay.
What color is it?
In some places, it's coming up the other spelling.
Ooh.
They went full out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Not the two D's, huh?
You will never believe the first picture for
for
this color.
I'm looking at it, and it's you.
It's us.
It's Josh Arnold.
No, it's not.
Yes,
it is.
No way.
And it's sitting next to Alsman, who's wearing that color. Yeah.
And then there's a picture of a looks like a Bentley that's pink.
Okay.
And then there's a Sherwin-Williams ad for Titty Pink. And, yeah.
How about that?
It's a real thing. And it appears that there is an optional spelling, Josh. You are correct.
All right.
That's, yeah, that's, boy.
But I was wrong. I thought for sure you'd mention that chick. But I guess...
I think it's peach.
Yeah, it is more of a peach because they have a flamingo. And they say the flamingo is T-I-D-D-Y, titty flamingo plush toy.
Wow. Okay.
There was a time in America when the most popular color for bathrooms was pink, I think.
Man, like all,
pink,
yes.
Pink right? tile, yes.
Pink tile. And
pink tub, pink toilet.
Everything in the bathroom was pink.
My first house.
Yeah.
Oh,
really?
That was the, oh yeah, yeah. That was the unfortunate.
The old Pepto-Bismol.
I had an old apartment that had that.
My first house. I thought it was so cool because they had wall to wall carpeting in the bathroom.
Oh yeah. Gosh.
I thought that was so cool. After about 2 months, there was a mushroom growing out of the carpet. Had to pull all the carpeting out. Then they had to take the plywood up because it was all soaked and
subfloor.
Yeah, they had to take the subfloor up and reinforce the joists. It was perfect. Of course, as a new homeowner, that's the first thing you learn is it's a money pit. Yep. But that was a cool house. I love that house. In fact, I just got a letter this morning from my old neighbor.
Oh yeah,
at that house.
Yeah, Larry.
How's old Larry doing?
I am Larry. Seriously,
have you?
I'm not
you,
kidding.
Yeah. Have you sent him a letter?
No, he just said he lives in. Wait, hang on a second. He lives in, driving through Yuma, Arizona.
Why?
Heard us on the radio and had a flashback to those days.
Wow. That's nice.
Right there.
That's
I'm not kidding. This just came in this morning, speaking of that old house. But yeah, if you have wall-to-wall carpeting in your bathroom, look forward to harvesting some mushrooms.
Gross.
You won't find this surprising. I will not be getting any mail from any of my old neighbors.
No?
No.
Did you lose them in the divorce?
No. No, I just never had them.
Mm.
Do you like your neighbors now?
Yeah, there are a couple that are okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You know their names?
Leonard and... Dog lady. I don't know what dog lady's name is. We just call her dog lady.
I hope she has a dog. You're not just being mean.
No. She looks like a dog.
Okay, I'm sorry. Let's get back to sports before we slander some poor...
I'm funny!
Oh, at my street, we all know each other. Yeah.
No kidding?
It's a real...
Yeah.
Well, but you had to report to all the houses, right? When you
That's right. Yes, you're right. When I first moved in, I met them all, but... In accordance with Megan's Law, I had to knock on everything.
Thank you. Happy now? See, I wanted to go straight to sports. No. Now we've got...
What's the problem? Is there a big problem?
No.
Who gets mail from their old neighbors, weirdo?
I did this morning.
Yeah.
I haven't heard from this guy.
Tom is wildly friendly when he's not with us.
He really is. He's kind. And
you were in this house. You love that house.
He helps. Oh, that guy. Oh. It's not Carl, is it? Well, we call
Larry.
Carl.
No. So this guy's name's Larry.
We had
hats off to Larry.
He goes. Remember, you used to park the hog in your driveway. I used to mow your lawn.
All right.
And you never did pay me. So
I paid him.
So Larry is short for Lorenzo.
I've always lived in a diverse neighborhoods. People have different color Mercedes.
Across the street. From my house, he had a Ford Bronco that he drove and a Ford Bronco for parts, both in his driveway. And then he had a giant generator.
He had a giant tar machine.
I thought it was a generator. It was a generator.
No, yeah, that huge
machine.
Tank. Yeah, it was for making. Yeah, absolutely.
Tar?
Yeah, I used to.
That's not right.
Have a relative that lived in that house.
Yes. Why would he have a tar? No one has a tar machine.
Yeah. He did.
The street department.
But you're trying to keep the villagers away,
right?
What are you talking about?
He had a big black tar machine.
It wasn't. It was a generator.
It's not a generator.
It was.
Okay.
I have pictures.
I would love to see the pictures of the.
You'd recognize one because it's a giant tar-making machine, not a generator. The larger point
is... All right, what do you put in the machine to arrive at tar?
Yeah.
Like oil and
How
gasoline?
Do you make,
where do you think
I'm
you,
waiting.
Where do you think
seeds?
They make tar?
In the truck when they're going...
That's cement.
It's not...
Well, if the point is your neighbor was a redneck that had about four vehicles in his driveway.
And he looked like Captain Carl from Pee-wee's...
I love Captain Carl.
Big Adventure House.
By the way, the letter continues. You had a dog named Elvis who played with our dog named Mozart.
Do you remember all that?
I remember this guy for sure.
Okay. That's nice.
He was like a high school junior.
He's not asking you to send him money.
No, he's just saying hi. Okay, right. Very nice. Thank you very much for the letter, Larry. I appreciate it.
Well, if he'd like to make any contentions about you in a negative way, I can back those up.
You remember that house? You remember the house across the street? Some lady got murdered in there?
I was out of town. I can tell you that. No, I didn't know that.
Drowned in a tar machine.
Yeah. What?
Different house, yeah. No, I got off the air one day, and there were cops in the front lobby going, you see anything suspicious? Oh, yeah, it was very ugly.
Oh.
Very ugly story. So let's get back to the sporting page.
Tar machine is his contention.
Did he have a blacktop driveway? Like, did he have to fix it a lot?
No, he just had this really ugly. He probably bought it at an auction. I didn't know what to do
I never smelled tar.
This is your neighbor?
Yes.
Why does Tom contend he knows more about what was going on?
Because he bought the house from one of my in-laws.
Oh.
Well.
So you were also pretty aware of this.
I didn't buy the house. I was told we are buying the house.
Bought the house.
Yeah. That's the one where we're during the divorce.
Hey,
she put the Redskins barbecue grill out for the garbage people.
These stories are
Not that house.
They're good stories, but they don't make me laugh or I'm not happy when I hear.
Let's move on. I've been trying to move on for five
now.
Minutes.
It is now. It's yeah. Ah.
No, I still get a little bummed out.
It is a bummer.
I don't like that my buddy chick was hurt by these ladies.
Something else, huh? The United Football League. This is a story that, get comfortable. Tom's going to bathe and wallow in his I was right dance. Are you ready? The United Football League has introduced technology to track the exact location of the football during games. Mm-hmm. The league announced that it's collaborating with Bolt 6 to integrate its True Line technology into UFL games. Six calibrated 4K cameras have been installed around each stadium, allowing real-time ball spotting capabilities. Bolt 6's machine learning models that work to determine the ball's exact position on the field. The new technology implemented when the UFL's season kicked off yesterday.
Saturday.
So there you go.
Isn't that great?
I have no interest.
Well, this prevents the human error. They'll know where the ball is. They're not going to have that chain gang out there.
Part of being a...
If you've got money on the game, you don't want the hungover referee to make the wrong call when they can... This will tell them that...
How often does that happen?
The chain gang has always been a joke.
Why?
I've been on a chain gang. I've done it.
At an NFL level or a seventh grade level?
It's the same thing.
It's the same thing.
It's the same outdated technology. I think the chain gang guys in the NFL have quite the lobby. Did you keep reading with what else they did?
No, you go ahead.
If you kick a ball and it hits the uprights, it plays a sad trombone. Wah, wah, wah.
Oh, that seems just grateful.
Rubbing it in. There's a speaker in the ball. That's what happened.
Is that right?
No, I think this is a smart move. They can tell where the ball is. They're not going to have to.
They know where the ball is already. Yeah, but they don't have to do this.
They spot it wrong all the time.
No, they don't. They do not spot it wrong all the time. Maybe five or six times a year.
Here you go.
Unless the Raiders are playing, then they're always spotted wrong.
This is in Bro Bible. It says, from this weekend's UFL game between the Birmingham Stallions and the Arlington Renegades.
Again?
Arlington running back Letty Brown scampered out of bounds right at the first down marker. A live official might have granted a fresh set of downs. The technology did not. The technology said he ran out of bounds when the ball was 5 inches short of a first down. Happy now?
No, just taking the human element out of football. Let's get rid of the players, too. We need robots is what we need. Mm-hmm. Get them out there.
Yeah, and I think eyeballing it's important. No, that's what they do with the lasers in medical work these days. No need to measure. I'm just going to eyeball that tumor.
You really don't see the point I'm trying to make.
No, I understand.
I do a lot
point.
Of purists.
Yeah, yeah,
of
exactly.
Of course.
So you think the human error on the refereeing side is a smart thing to have?
I don't know if it's a smart thing, but it's part of the game. Just like the weather is a part of the game.
There are some who would argue now we have to start all new stats.
Yes.
Because of changes like this.
Okay, fine.
I don't know. That's just an argument.
What's next? One leg can be down, then you're inbounds instead of the two feet?
What's next is putting electrodes on their knees and...
So we know exactly where the players are.
Yeah. Of course, yeah.
Even off the field.
Of course, that's the most important thing.
And what they're up to, yeah. And what they're doing, and if they're speeding on the highway in Dallas.
Looks like Jimmy's at a bar with a bunch of fancy vests.
All right.
Hey, fancy vest. Go ahead and pull that rifle if you want to. But you better speak to your boss before you use it. Because he'll be dead before I hit the ground.
He'll be dead before
Did he talk like that in every movie?
Yep.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Even when he played Genghis Khan.
No. Yeah. No, he didn't.
Oh, he did.
During an interview, the way the awkward, unconventional places that he pauses
right.
was kept meant to keep the camera on him. He said that during an interview.
Really?
Because if I pause...
it's hard to cut around.
Way that,
did he talk like that in interviews, too?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, more or less, yeah.
Hmm.
He's in some great movies, though. He's not just... The Quiet Man is amazing.
I haven't seen The Quiet Man.
Oh, my gosh.
Who's the director on that?
I don't know.
Like Tarantino?
You could take some tips from The Quiet Man.
Who, me?
Yeah. Hmm?
What do you mean by that? I don't understand.
Is that,
that
sports?
No, Tom.
Stupid world record.
A trio.
What is that, like two?
Of HVAC companies have broken a Guinness World Record with a Rube Goldberg machine made from air conditioner.
Do you know what that means?
Yeah.
This is so silly.
One of those super complicated.
Yeah.
It's really funny. Yeah,
like the Mousetrap.
Yeah, like the game Mousetrap. Exactly.
Yeah.
Domino World. Madea Air Conditioning.
It's Tyler Perry.
Tyler Perry's Madea Air Conditioning. And Film Hurricane. Collaborated to create the world's largest household air conditioning unit / Rube Goldberg machine. The machine consisted of 68 air conditioning components and over 70 steps, exceeding the minimum by 20 steps.
Mm. That's fun.
I don't know how it works or why it's just a Goldberg
what's
machine.
The end game
or if there's a marble coming down
does it blow cold air at the end
it's to turn on the AC
okay
you hit
is
the
there
switch
video of it
so yes I just said that 5 minutes ago
where is it
on the internet which is now available on your computer
Google it
it's got the dominoes falling and then it trips things that fly and hit something else that hits something else that
but the end game is to it turns on the air conditioner
it could turn on anything but since they're an HVAC company
sure okay gotcha
that's fun I like that
it's just fun to have a little fun with something out there you can stick a link up to it you can go to the Guinness World Record website and they'll show you what's going on there.
The only people who didn't enjoy this were the people waiting to get their air conditioners fixed by these clowns. Right. Hey, what's your turnaround? 6 weeks?
Yeah.
Why is that? Oh, you're playing with dominoes, huh?
You're messing around, huh?
Did your dad ever say to you, what are you trying to do, cool down the whole neighborhood?
Oh, every parent,
yeah. Yeah, okay.
Boy, oh boy.
Yeah, that's what they're trying to do. So it's kind of fun.
Something I'm not cool paying to...
Is that sports?
Yeah, I can't find the video.
Okay, all right.
I don't know what happened to it.
It's Guinness World Records. It's a well-known company. I got to hear from Finn. I'm so sorry. Here we go.
Okay. Where we go, whatever you do, always be a good sport. Jess?
Germany has legalized recreational cannabis sales. Effective today, April 1st, adults will be allowed to possess up to 25 grams of cannabis and grow up to 3 plants for personal use. Then, beginning July 1st, adults can join so-called social clubs where they can buy up to 25 grams of cannabis with a cap of 50 grams per month. A
lot of rules.
Yeah.
Very German. Mm.
That cap is 30 grams for members under 21. Okay. Social clubs cannot be located near schools or playgrounds, and each jurisdiction could have only one club for every 6,000 residents. Clubs will be limited to 500 members and will need a social club permit, which would be valid for up to 7 years with the possibility of receiving an extension.
A lot of rules.
That is a lot.
But legal pot in Germany.
Okay.
Wish they'd had this, I don't know, back in September of 39. Might have slowed down that invasion of Poland.
Chill some people out. Yeah.
Yeah. Relax a little bit.
Instead of invading Poland, you guys just want to go to White Castle.
Der Crystal Burgers.
You get some good schnitzel. A little of that delicious.
You know, wiener schnitzel is not a wiener. Did you guys
Weren't
know
you
this?
Disappointed the first time you found that out?
Yes.
What is it?
It's like a tenderloin.
Yeah, I was in my 20s. I thought it was going to be like a sausage.
Me too.
And it's real flat. And
they pound it out.
Like a tenderloin.
Oh, so it's tenderloin. It's still pork.
It's kind of
okay.
It's pork.
But you hear Wiener, you think, oh,
Wiener schnitzel.
Yeah,
yeah. It's hot dog.
But what does Wiener mean?
I thought Wiener.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders, ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.